30 seconds, I'm leaving to Mars. Yeah, we leaving across these undefeatable odds. It's like this, man, you can't put a price on a life. Nah, we do this for the love, so we fight and sacrifice every night. So we ain't gonna stumble and fall, never. Nah. Waiting to see us in the sign of defeat. So we gonna keep everyone moving their feet. So bring back the beat, and then everyone sing.
It's not about the money.
Welcome to the Trim Radio Network, and welcome to Money and Change with Stu Scheer. I am Michael Bejas, the producer here tonight, and I will tell you what, if you come on over to Trim Radio Network, we broadcast live all over the world. So if you have a phone, a tablet, a PC, whatever, and you can connect to the internet, you can find us. And guess what? We have some great apparel, and there's nothing more than we'd enjoy and then seeing you out in the streets walking around with our apparel on, because I'll tell you, we enjoy that. And we love our fans. So come on over to the Trim Radio Network, and if you want to be a part of it, we'll show you how easy it is to be on our team. Just give us a message. Anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise, and we expressly deny any and all liability as to such. Do your own research always. That great song right there, Price Tag by Jesse J, that is covered under our BMI music license, 615-1658. And we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. 803-866-1667. Call in, give us your opinion. We just ask no cussing, cursing, or anything else, because we run a good Christian-based type radio show. And without further ado, I give you Stu.
Hey, Michael. Boy, I'll tell you what. Been a crazy week. Did you happen to see any balloons over there?
Red ones, blue ones, all kinds. Oh, wait, those are crayons.
Big white ones. Big white ones.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'll tell you what, a gender reveal?
No, it was a spy reveal, as so far as what I know. And yeah, oh, that was the big thing this weekend. Oh, there's this big spy balloon coming over, and it's over this part in Montana, and then it's going all over here. Didn't show up here. I mean, I'm looking around. I didn't see anything, and of course, we had some clouds, so I couldn't see anything. It's been one of those weeks. I'll tell you what, it's been crazy. If it isn't one thing, it's another. And I'll tell you what, I just about crashed this weekend. And now I got to get back ready for another wild week. So welcome to Money and Change on the Trim Radio Network. And you've got to listen to some of the shows. I mean, we've got Fishing in Florida with Rascala Sundays at 8 a.m. We've got Money and Change at 7 p.m. right now. We've got Bare Knuckles on Monday. We've got America's Funniest Dates. We've got Offside Slobber Knocker. We've got Take Point 22 with Michael Bejas. On Wednesday, we've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And that's going to be at 8 p.m. We've got the Brighter Life Show, the Circle Q Show, Spiritual Freedom Show on Saturday at 12 noon. And we've got Deborah Scala's Red Pill Reality Show. And you know something? Rascala said, what pill was I going to take? I said, I'll take the green one. And it shocked him. He didn't know what to say. Anyhow, we have a lot of shows, and we play music too. We've got our BMI music license, and we have fun. And if you want to have your own show, contact us. You know, just contact us, and we will go ahead and get with you and show you what you need to do. Anyhow, don't forget to buy the merchandise. It helps keep us on the show. It really does. And it also pays, you know, some of the other bills. And you know, I don't get paid for doing the show. I just provide research and information that helps you out. And on Money and Change, we do another disclaimer. And the disclaimer is specifically for this show. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered as legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. We always do that, this show. We always do it the same thing on My World. And it's just a lot of my opinion, but I get a lot of news and I spend a lot of time trying to get this in, as well as trying to contact some of my shout outs. And I always do shout outs at every show. And a big shout out goes to Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. Check us out on the web. And also the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. It's a Division II athletic school, NCAA. They have very, very good professors, facilities, class offerings. They do bachelor's degree, master's degree, doctoral degrees. And they have very specific fields that they do things in. But what really got me was a local football player who was on an undefeated team for three seasons, decided to take a look at schools. And he went up to the University of Findlay and he checked it out. And he said, man, this is a great place. So it was just revealed he signed with them as of Saturday, or was it Friday? It was in the Saturday paper. And one of the other persons on the team signed with another school. He went to Kentucky, but not the University of Kentucky, a small school down there. The place kicker could kick at least 50 yards or more. And, I mean, he could have gone to a Division I school. He decided to go to a Division II, a smaller school. And that's going to give him a lot of playing time. If his leg holds up, he'll go to the pros. He definitely will. He's a good kid. By the name of Trombley. Well, anyhow, we've got to give a big pat on the back to Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens makes some beautiful pens. Michael and I both have them. He sold them. He's taken them to trade shows overseas. He just does a fantastic job. And he does blanks now. That's the center portion of the pen. And he does the artwork and the plasticization, if that's the right word, of the pen. And he also assembles pens, and he has some very good Second Amendment pens, among others. I mean, nothing leaves that shop until it is perfect. Or as my friends in New Jersey would say, perfect. Well, anyhow, they do come out perfect. They're beautiful. And they're all handmade. And they are great. So check out Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks on Facebook. If your company or your school or your college or university or your business wants to have a custom pen for their best customers or their best employees or whatever, get a hold of Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Big shout out to Money and Change. Of course, we're on every Sunday, and we are live. And we had the only time we ever play a replay, an encore version, is because I'm playing a concert someplace. And we don't have a chance to pre-record due to all the schedules and so forth. And so this summer, I've got a total of 6 concerts, different times, days of the week. So I'll be playing those. And we will do a couple of encore editions. But mostly, everything is live. And I like live radio. I really do. Check us out at My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And Money and Change, of course, is every... Oh, I'm having a brain fart. Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. It's amazing you get those sometimes. I guess it's age. Anyhow, a big shout out to Brad and Krista at the Big Family Homestead, Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. They were just getting strawberries, believe it or not. I think they were in the high tunnel. Check them out. They're on YouTube, Deep South Homestead. Southern Prepper 1 with Dave Kobler. He's talking about boots on the ground and everything to do with the economy. And he must get 100 emails a day, if not more, with all the economic news out there. And then there's Ed Carswell, the Prepper Nurse 1. And check him out. He's in West Virginia. And I'll tell you what. Their weather was a little bit warmer than ours, but he's in the process of building a homestead. Well, hey, with Money and Change, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things we need to take a look at. And we post on our Facebook site probably 4 to 5 days a week, providing we get some really good information that comes in. I don't know if you've ever checked out Greg Hunter's show. He has a bunch of different people coming in. And I get him on a different channel, believe it or not. I'll get a notice from... I'm getting old. I must be getting old. Greg Hunter's latest was yesterday, and it was at least 1 billion dead or disabled. And he was talking about that. And of course, Greg is, he used to be on CNN, ABC, different places. He was a financial analyst. He is really good. So sometimes I post a lot of his videos on this page and just all kinds of stuff. Anyhow, I was putting one up this week that was on Zero Hedge and why the end of the petrodollar spells trouble for the U.S. regime. Kind of strange to hear that word. But I posted that there because the petrodollar is what everybody agreed to after World War II, that all money would be done in dollars. For oil, we went off the gold standard, and now we went to the petrodollar. And right now, Saudi Arabia is saying, well, we're going to take any currency. And others are starting to do that. A couple of years ago, there was the BRICS, which was Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And they were basically taking gold. And I think what's happening due to everything that's going on in the world economically, I think what's happening is we're all going to be going back to the gold standard. It's just a gut feeling of mine. And that's scary. Well, it's not scary. It's scary for people that rigged the system, that got off the gold system. Because for years and years and years, everybody was on the gold system. And that was great. It was a precious metal. It could be traded around the world. And then we ended up going to Bitcoin. You know, some people were talking about Bitcoin. Oh, this is the latest thing. It's always going to work. And the Bitcoin value went from, probably $100 all the way up to $35,000 for Bitcoin, or $50,000 for Bitcoin. Then it suddenly dropped. And people were asking me, should I get involved with Bitcoin? I said, no. You can't hold it in your hand. You can't feel it. You can't look at it. It just goes to an electronic wallet. And sometimes that wallet gets hacked. And all you have to do, if somebody is saying, oh, you want to get involved in cryptocurrencies, just say this phrase, Mt. Gox, G-O-X. That was the first big hack where all the money that was in Mt. Gox, that was in Bitcoin, disappeared. They never knew who did it or why it was done or how it was done. It's happened with other cryptocurrencies. You know, if you can't touch it, if you can't, you know, feel the way it was built and so forth, minted, and you can't store it in a secure place, don't touch it. That's just my advice. Now watch, somebody will have maybe 3 Bitcoin and they're now worth $30,000 a piece. And they hit it big. On the other hand, somebody will go in and hack their wallet. You won't know what happened, and you're broke overnight. So that's why I don't like cryptocurrencies. And now the U.S. government is saying, well, we're looking at the digital dollar. Well, that's because the banks have really messed up. And they have taken their gold, paper gold certificates, and they've traded them and traded them and traded them and sold more than they actually have. We think there's some in silver, and it's basically a problem. I mean, they're going to cause the system to crash. I don't know when, but with government involvement in the dollar and other traded currencies, we have a problem. A few years ago, you know, we had the London whale, the London Forex market, which is foreign exchange market. We had a big problem because they were price fixing and they got caught. And we had some people decided to take a dive off of a building about 20 floors up. Some people might have been pushed by people that they've caused money to suddenly go less in value. Some people were even shot in their cars. I know that was a family that was involved in the Forex market, and they didn't find them for a while, and then they found them shot in the back seat of the car out in the woods. So somebody wasn't a happy camper. And all this is going on. And people are saying, well, what's the value of the dollar? Well, we say the dollar is the dollar. It's a paper dollar. It's a fiat currency. It's paper. Face value is, yeah, a dollar. But really, when you're trading overseas and so forth, the value of the dollar is a lot less. And we have a lot of inflation. Did you know, every time I go to the grocery store, I always look at the price of the things that I'm getting. You know, before I just go and get it and so forth and put it in the cart and go. But now you pay real close attention to everything. And you notice that the cost of things have gone up and up and up. And you're, a cart full of groceries back in the 1950s, for $50, you had a full cart and then some. And for $50 now, you're only going to have maybe a quarter, of a cart, basically, of what you've gotten. Well, it depends. The other night, I went to Wally World, better known as Walmart, but I call it Wally World. And I went and I thought, okay, I need some paper towels. I need to get some toilet paper. Not a big batch, probably a 12-roll pack. And I needed a few more items that weren't that expensive. I got there and they ran it up. And oh my God, it was $48 in some sense. And I'm like, paper hasn't gone up that much. And I kept looking everything over on the bill. Well, sure enough, everything went up. It's going to get worse. And so if you're on a tight budget, then you had better really reanalyze your budget and find out what you don't have to buy. Only buy the essentials. You know, I've got a neighbor and she likes to watch Netflix. I keep telling her, hey, get yourself an antenna, put it on the TV and just watch it that way. You don't need to watch Netflix. It's a cost. And you can't afford that cost.
But I have to have my Netflix. I have to have my Netflix.
No, you don't.
Well, I got to have my cable TV.
No, you don't. Just put up an antenna. A digital antenna. It might cost you $50, but it beats $240 a month. I'm looking at that stuff, and it's getting even more intense. The cost of things are going up. What used to be in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, everything is like 10 times worse. And that's what concerns me. And I hopefully I can help you guys save some money. And if I were you right now, I'd analyze your budget and to see what you're spending your money on, everything. And then see what you can cut back on. And if you say, well, I don't cook, I go out to eat every night. Well, surprise, you're going to start saving some money, because what was $6 or $7 at Wendy's is now suddenly $9 and $10, depending on what you get. You go to a fancy restaurant. I went out the other night, took a friend, and we went out to a Chinese restaurant. And before you know it, between the two of us, it was like $38. I still had the tip I had to give her. The food was excellent. It wasn't that much of food, but it was $38 and some odd cents. Years ago, for $38, you could get a family of four. Can't do it now. And that's what's getting scary. So do me a big favor. I mean, a really big favor. Look at your budget. Look at how you're spending your money, where you're spending your money. Pay down your debt. Put money aside. Buy long-term foods. You can go to Wally World or Kroger's or your local IGA or whatever, and you can get canned goods or you can get freeze-dried goods to be able to be prepping. Because I imagine in the next 4 months, we could really be in a world of hurt. And if you haven't been prepping like I've been suggesting for the last 10 years, then you're going to be in trouble. Additionally, make sure you have your meds, a good first aid kit, a very good first aid kit, but have your meds. Make sure you're able to handle the weather. Make sure you got the right clothing for the right season. Luckily for us, we're going to be out of winter and we're going to start going into spring and then summer. And we start breaking out the warm weather gear. But we're preparing because things are not going to be good in 3 months. Joe Plugs has been saying, our POTUS, and you know what I'm talking about. He said, well, he's going to revoke the pandemic as of, I think, April 11th, or was it May 11th? How do you know that you're going to be able to say, oh, it's over, it's over? You don't have to wear a mask anymore. You don't have to do this and that and the other. How do you know? The only time I can tell that a politician is lying is when they open their mouths. Think about it. I'm not saying that all politicians are crooked, but I'm saying that we've got some problems. So I would be preparing. I really would. I'm not crying wolf. And when other people are going to charities and they're going to the government and they're begging for food and so forth, you won't have to do that because you have food. You won't get starved out. Oh, by the way, there was a whole bunch of, I believe it was canned meat that was spoiled, allegedly. And have you ever had those little Vienna sausages? We used to get those in college. That was our staple. Well, Armour supposedly has a problem with that. And it's amazing how chicken businesses have been catching on fire. Well, gee, isn't that strange that we probably had maybe 10 or 12 businesses catch on fire? Big eggplants. That scares me. We've got one not far from me, probably about 15 miles away. And they provide a lot of eggs. Hopefully they don't burn, because if they do, somebody's trying to mess with the market. Rudy, which is, he's the Alaska prepper. I put him on the website and on the Facebook site, and it's, this is going to be epic. Tell your family and friends to prepare. And he's telling about the stuff that's going on. He used to be a financial analyst in the Army. He knows his stuff. And I like to listen to him. I've corresponded with him. And then there's Glenn Beck. A huge cyber attack may be coming, and here's how to prepare for it. You know what a Faraday cage is? F-A-R-R-A-D-A-Y. Check it out. Do your research on Faraday cages. You can use a trash can, a metal trash can, to make a Faraday cage. And, you know, Dave Kobler saying, I hope you're prepping like your life depends on it, because it does. He's serious. And with Greg Hunter and Gerald Celeni was on his show not too long ago. Their topic was war, market meltdown, and more war for 2023. And that was Gerald Celente's prediction. And of course, he runs the Trends Journal. He's been doing it for years. And then, of course, Glenn Beck says he's going to tell the truth about how bad our economy really is. And that's posted on our webpage. I don't want to make it as a tease. But if you just check us out on Money and Change / Financially Prepped on Facebook, you'll see the postings that I've got there that are important for you to see. And Glenn Beck was talking about the U.S. dollar is in huge danger, which it is. I can tell you that. There was another one on YouTube. Who's burning down all the chicken, egg farms, and processing plants across America? You know, if you have a fire happened at one, and suddenly you have fires at 10, something isn't right. Okay? Something is not right. There's so much stuff to go over, and I know I've taken up a lot of time, but I'm trying to get you involved in checking out our website, the Money and Change / Financially Prepped site. It's free to join. It's free to join. And there's a lot of information there. I've been doing this site for probably 3 years on this, and I had another website. Did you know that people are wanting to move from certain states? And there was an article in Zero Hedge, and it was about Americans continue to flee high tax New York and California, where they're going, we're going to tell you. And I looked at that. I had a friend of mine who was out in California. She was an accountant, did very well out there, came back here, sold her house out in California, bought another beautiful home. I mean, a beautiful home. It's like a small castle. And when she sold her home out in California, what would have been probably a $2 million home or more, she sold it at full value, came back here, had plenty of money to relocate and everything, and she still does accounting work. It's amazing. They charge way more than they should in California. The price of living out there is humongous. And also, just depending where you're living, it's humongous. But people are leaving. And the report said, in 2022, 343,000 people left the Golden State, better known as California. And 299,557 left New York. And 141,656 left Illinois, according to Bloomberg. New Jersey, they had 64,231 people left. Massachusetts was 57,292 people leaving. Why? Because the taxes are high. Corporations will pull out if the taxes get too high. Well, where are they going? Well, they went to lower tax states. Like, for example, Florida, they had an influx of 318,855, which was about 1.9% change. In Texas, they went to 230,961, which is a 1.6% change. South Carolina was 99,796, 1.3% change. North Carolina. South Carolina was 84,030, a 1.7% increase. And in Tennessee, the volunteer state, 81,646 for a net gain of 1.2%. If I was going to leave Ohio, and I've lived here all of my life. I haven't lived outside of Ohio. I've traveled outside of Ohio, not only for work, but vacation. Where would I go? Well, for me, Texas is too hot, but I would probably go to Florida and have a summer home back here in Ohio. North and South Carolina, good states. Tennessee. About mid-Tennessee, where the land is a little bit flatter. It's a nice area, really nice people, no matter where you go. I mean, you have some really good places to eat, decent prices. It's high taxes. You know, taxes go up and up and up. People around here can complain about school taxes. Because the state said, well, we have to mandate you to build new schools and we'll help fund them, only putting us in debt for 40 years. Might be a little bit less now. But where I live, we just have three new schools that were built. They were all elementary schools. We had a relatively new junior high and a relatively new senior high. And some locations are having to consolidate everything into just one building. Gee, if you have a problem in one building and it has a big fire or whatever, guess what? You're out one building. This way, you can utilize other buildings. People ask me, why do I drink so much water? Because the doctor says I have to. And supposedly it's good for you if you filter it through a Berkey system, which I do. Our water tastes like chlorine. And I ran it through the Berkey filter system that I've got. I think it can filter up to 3,000 to 4,000 gallons of water, which is a pretty long time. And I don't have that chlorine taste. It really does an excellent job. But I save money by drinking water. I don't drink a lot of pop. I don't do it. Right? People on the East Coast, it's called soda. But here in Ohio, we call it pop. And maybe in Indiana or in Kentucky, it'd be sody pop. Well, I don't drink that anymore. I rarely drink it. I'll put it that way. Maybe some 7-Up, but the rest of the time I've got to drink regular water, or else I get kidney stones, and you don't want those. There was another article that was out, that came out. It was Vincent Signorella from Bloomberg Market. And Vincent said, a surge in revolving credit has not gone unnoticed by lenders. You know, banks are tightening the consumer credit, and they may be, that could be what triggers a recession. You know, we were getting loans at maybe 2.3%, and now car loans might be 7%. I remember where car loans were 21% back in the Jimmy Carter era. And I also remember when it was high. Well, Carter was really bad. I mean, that was bad. And it's gone up, and then it goes down, and under the Republicans, it's been low, and under the Democrats, it's been high. And every time interest is high and you pay more for a house or a car, big ticket items, you have a problem because the economy slows. And it's happening right now with the houses. I talked to a realtor the other night. I was getting my new glasses adjusted. And we were talking, and she said, well, what do you do? I said, I'm retired. But I used to run 60 different facilities and so forth, work for the state of Ohio. And I said, I do a radio show on Trim Radio Network. And we talk about money and change and so forth. We had a good conversation. She said, you know, I'm having problems selling a house. I said, what type of a house? And she said it was a small house. It's only 860 feet, and they wanted $120,000 for it. I said, where? Dayton, Ohio. I said, there's no way anybody would pay that for that small of a house. She said, I agree. And I told my client not to buy the house. And she said, basically, up here, you can get a really nice ranch house for around $100,000. I said, yeah. And out where I live, you have the small ranch houses, 1,600 square feet, for about $125,000 to $150,000 each. And then two blocks down, we have bigger houses, nicer houses, for $200,000 to $300,000. If you put that in the California market, it would be close to probably $1 million. And a few more blocks from that, you start getting into $500,000 homes. And a few more blocks from that, you're in the millions. So the markets are slowing down. This Tuesday, I'll be having lunch with a realtor. I'm not selling my place, but I'll have lunch with a realtor, and I'm going to ask him, hey, how are the markets? He'll probably tell me, we're not selling as much right now. But that's what's happening. The revolving credit is tightening. To stay out of debt, pay down your credit card. When you get it to zero, keep it at zero. You may have to use it to buy something, but go ahead and pay it off. I mean, I just got my bill. I'm going to pay it off Monday. Somehow my bill, my glasses were included, it was around $2,000. I'm going to pay it off because I don't want to have interest. I want to make sure that everything is paid off and covered. I've got the money to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to pay it off. I don't charge a lot, but when I do, sometimes they're big ticket items. And if I didn't get the glasses, then I'm not going to be able to read or do anything. And so that's the big thing. But the banks are tightening on the credit. And it said the tightening standards are the result of most banks assigning the probability of between 40% and 80% to the likelihood of a recession in the next 12 months. I'm hearing less than 12. With no bank report, a probability less than 20%, and the next report on revolving credit is scheduled for February 7th. Well, guess what? We have 2 days to go. And then we'll see how bad it really is. And I've already talked about the petrodollar. It's going to really affect how the US dollar is and how inflation is going to go. Trust me, it's going to happen. You take a look at everything that's out there and you say, well, what's causing our problem? Well, the government overspends. That's a bad habit. I mean, you know, they can print new money. But every time they do, the value goes down. The U.S. national debt right now, and I'm looking at usdebtclub.org, and it's $31,536,141,000,000, and now we're into $250,000 and climbing. Now, $300,000. See how quickly that goes? The debt per citizen is about $94,306. Now, the taxpayers, we got to pay a little bit more, like $246,867, which means there are people that are sucking the money out of the system and they're not paying in. The federal spending is $6,010,835,797,98. Now, we're at 800 now. It's just flying. Now, the revenue that we're getting in, the U.S. is getting $4,609,061,076,77,78,000. The revenue per citizen is $13,791. Gee, we're spending $6 trillion and we're getting in $4 trillion. That gives us about a $2 trillion deficit, doesn't it? And we're already at $31 trillion, almost $31.5 trillion in debt because government has overspent, and they have done that all the way back probably after Reagan. Our budget under Reagan was paid off. And all of a sudden, we just keep spending and spending and spending. And everybody's saying, oh, we can write checks. We can print money. Uh-huh. You can print money till the cows come home. But when they come home, you better have some stuff. Okay? And that's what's scary. The federal and state spending is like $9 trillion. The debt to GDP ratio, this is what scares me. Back around Reagan, it was like 92, 93, 94%. Now it's 133.95%. That's almost 134% of what we do. So that tells you that we're behind the eight ball. We're not in good shape. I mean, would somebody wake up, smell the coffee, and start telling people, hey, we're tired of you spending all this money? It's scary out there. Oh, here's a good one. And we've got just a little bit of time, but a woman was charged with stealing $1.5 million in chicken wings from a Chicago suburb school district. A 66-year-old woman was charged with stealing over $1.5 million worth of food, primarily chicken wings, while working as the director of food services for a school district within a suburb of Chicago. Chicago's got enough problems. I mean, if you want to get shot out, go to Chicago. The only people in Chicago that are making money are probably drug dealers and undertakers. I think those are the ones. Everybody else is losing money. Bond was set at $150,000 Thursday for Vera Lidell, L-I-D-E-L-L, who began working for Harvey School District 152 in July of 2020, placed hundreds of unauthorized orders for items. Between July 2020 and February 2022, which included 11,000 cases of chicken wings through the school's primary supplier, Gordon Food Service. I'll tell you, my facilities, a lot of them use Gordon Food Service. It's excellent food. They even have marketplace stores, the GFS Marketplace. I like to go there. And when our lodge was having caterings and so forth and banquets and stuff, we did our purchasing from Gordon Foods Marketplace. And we had a very, very, very good price. We would get it at wholesale because we were a nonprofit. And I'll tell you what, the chicken wings would have been fantastic, but I purchased the steaks from there for a couple of our steak fries. Fantastic. And Gordon Foods is based up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And they're a regional supplier, but they are excellent. And here they got stiffed for 11,000 cases of chicken wings and probably more. They said Lidell is accused of placing the orders alongside legitimate orders for the district. The massive fraud began at the height of COVID, during a time when students were not allowed to be physically present in the school. Well, if they weren't supposed to be in the school, then she shouldn't have been ordering anything. And even though the children were learning remotely, the school district continued to provide meals for the students that their families could pick up, according to prosecutors. Okay, that makes sense. The food was never brought to the school or provided to the students, reads the proffer. I guess that's a legal document. Believing the orders were genuine, Gordon Food Service billed Harvey School District 152, which then paid for the food items. According to court records, Lidell would then allegedly use one of the school district's cargo vans to pick up and transport the stolen food. You know, in Florida, there was a situation one time where there was a person that worked for the state, and what they did was they purchased the food, but they had an arrangement with the person from the food supplier. The salesperson got a kickback, and part of that kickback for using their company went back to the person that purchased the food, which was illegal. Eventually, the auditors found out, and the person who ordered the food was, let's just put it this way, getting a heavy fine and spending some time in the gray bar hotel, as some people like to call it. Some people call it the clink. Some people call it the slammer. They went to jail. And the salesman for the food service company was probably in the cell next to him. Now, I don't know what Lidell is going to have happen. If the auditors can prove that that happened, then that's going to be her problem. The report goes on to say a routine mid-year audit conducted by the district's business manager in January 2022 showed the food service department had exceeded its annual budget by over $300,000 despite only being halfway through the school year. Prosecutors were saying that. And prosecutors said that Lidell was the only person responsible for placing food orders on behalf of the district. And that was Fox 5 in New York. Upon closer review, she discovered individual invoices signed by Lidell for massive quantities of chicken wings, an item that was never served to students because they contain bones. Gordon Food Service employees got to know Lidell due to the massive amount of chicken wings she would purchase, while surveillance footage from the facility revealed that she would often arrive prior to them opening to pick up the orders. It's interesting. People scamming the system. That's not a good thing. You always want to be honest and upfront, and then you get some people that like to scam. And I can say allegedly scam because I don't think she's gone to trial yet. But I imagine if they bring out all the information that was done, instead of being alleged, it would be proven. And yes, schools get audited. They want to see the bills. Who signed them? Is this more than what they normally have in purchases? It's going to be interesting. Hopefully, once the trial is over, we find out what's going on. Well, hey, what's going on with power in Illinois? There was a report by Jared Jaeger in the Post-Millennial. Said a record 285,000 Illinois residents saw power shutoffs due to non-payment in 2022. A new report compiled by the Center for Biological Diversity, never heard of that one, has revealed that the number of households having their electricity disconnected by power companies as a result of not being able to pay soared between 2021 and 2022. Leading the way among states who report such data is Illinois, and those whose main electricity providers shut down power for nearly 300,000 households between January and October of 2022. And it was a massive increase over the previous year. Now, according to the report, disconnects in Illinois rose 26% from 2021 to 284,720 in the first 10 months of 2022. And the state's two largest electricity providers Exelon Commonwealth Edison, better known as ComEd, and Ameren accounted for the vast majority of the shutoffs. Gee, the economy isn't doing good. People are having shutoffs. We had the pandemic. What's that going to do when we have a recession or depression? Is it going to get better or is it going to get worse? Well, anyhow, Michael, that's all I have this week for Money and Change. I just hope that everybody follows my advice. Pay your debt down, put some money aside, get some long-term food, be able to store water and preserve water. Also, make sure that you have your medications and you're prepared for things that could cause havoc to the economy. Oh, and by the way, make sure you have more batteries. And with that, Michael, that's all I've got.
All right, folks, we will catch you next time. Hey, listen, we'll see you on Sunday and Tuesday night. As a matter of fact, see you tomorrow night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, because we have some great shows coming up. So America's Funniest Online Dates, I know, is tomorrow. And then afterward, Bare Knuckle with Jerry Hall and myself. And then on Tuesday, Take Point 22 with Karen and myself. And then on Wednesday, well, you'll see Stu right here. And that's my world. Live, laugh, or whatever. But anyway, thank you all. Have a wonderful week. God bless. And we will see you then.
See ya.